with Thanksgiving comes a lot of turkey, a lot of stuffing, pumpkin pie, and football. But the holiday might also come with a lot of family members spending a lot of time together, and that can naturally cause maybe a little bit of friction.
You think? Joining us on Skype with some tips on how to make the best of it, psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig. So good to have you again.
Oh, good to be here.
So every year, you know, we sit down at the family table and we love these people and these people drive us crazy. How do you prepare to steel yourself for the inevitable friction?
Well, I think you bring up a really good point. You have to know that you're going into a situation that isn't perfect. Think about in advance the people you may have trouble with and try to prepare in your mind how you're best going to deal with them. You're always in a much stronger position if you're not what I call being highly reactive, just reacting to whatever somebody says to you, because even if you're right under those circumstances, you're still wrong. So really try to go in there with a commitment to yourself and a way of seeing yourself that helps you rise to your best self.
Should you avoid particular family members who really, really rub you the wrong way?
So I was going to say, if they're in the same room, you definitely don't want to ignore somebody who's in the same room. Be pleasant, but, you know, understand you can create boundaries and space. If you really feel going to a family member is not going to be in your best interest, there are lots of different ways to enjoy the family, you know, season. You can invite friends, you can be with family that you do enjoy being around, but understand messy relationships is just part of being human. And what you really need to do is set your intention, write it down, think about the person, how you want to behave during these family occasions. And again, don't let yourself get sucked into these old family arguments that never turn out so well.
Well, you know, this year we also have a political season coming up, and it seems like this one is a lot more boisterous than other years. Should you avoid talking politics? What happens when the topic of politics comes up?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, talking politics is always a bit dangerous because you're never, ever going to convince somebody who has an opposite perspective. So understand who you're talking politics with. If you can talk about politics and disagree without taking it to that personal attacking level, fine, have an intellectually stimulating discussion. But many people can't go there. So I would say proceed with caution. But I like talking about politics over the holidays. I find it kind of fun.
Yeah, and of course, we live in Washington, so you know, it's just bound to happen. Thank you
exactly.
So much. Thanks, Dr. Ludwig.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, you too. Psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig.